This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
All the chums, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 56. Thank you for joining us exclusively on the Odyssey app.
All the way back to 56.
Huh? Well, Steve just turned 56.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, so yeah. We're celebrating his birthday on our Men's Room Happy Hour. Yeah, very good.
This is Lawrence Taylor year.
56, that's yes. Right. Probably the greatest outside linebacker to ever play the game.
Oh, yeah, redefine the game.
Him and Gastineau and a couple other guys, they really changed the game back in the day. Yeah, 56. But today, what a day it was. Actually, we taped this on Wednesday because we normally tape on Thursday.
A little peek behind the curtain here. We can't fake this.
Because we're down at the stadium on Thursday. See, we can't tape it on Thursday, so we're taping it on Wednesday so you can get it on Friday. So we just want to say what a wonderful time we had at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila yesterday.
I'm so hurting.
Opening day. Who would have thought the Mariners would have put up 56 points?
No kidding, man. On the 56th episode.
What an amazing day. I want to thank all
56 runs?
Yeah.
God, I never thought I'd see that in my life.
I want to thank all of the hot, attractive women who came up and talked to me.
Oh, yeah.
At Pioneer Tacos. I mean, it was one after another.
Dozens, man.
After another. Baseball's good for that, but I've never seen anything like that in one bar in my life. It was amazing.
Miles, you were absolutely swamped the entire time. I was surprised that you got back to even do the show.
I know, too.
They were ripping you off the stage as soon as we went to break.
I'd use a washcloth when I got home just to wipe the lipstick off of all of my face.
It was kind of crazy, dude.
It was a little weird. I don't know what was going on down there.
You handled it amazing.
Absolute mayhem. There was a reason why I couldn't get up to use the bathroom a couple times. But, what else? Ted, you are theoretically flying out to Vegas tomorrow, which would be Saturday.
Why are you air quoting it?
Well, because it's Wednesday right now, and I'm saying tomorrow.
But I mean, I'm still flying out.
Okay.
You're making me scared. Something I should know about Friday night.
Going down to see the Grateful Dead.
Dead Company, yes.
Do you have a dead name like, you know, Grateful Ted or Dead Ted or, you know, Grateful Dead Ted Head?
No.
You do not.
I don't think they give each other nicknames. Unless you have a different name you go by at festivals.
Do you have a cowboy name?
Well, Texas Ted.
Texas Ted. So why don't you have a Grateful Dead Ted?
I mean, that's just a version of Ted.
All right.
But he doesn't get his own name.
Okay.
I had to show Taryn my new Grateful Dead sweatshirt, make sure it approved. All right. This will be my second Dead show. So, I mean, I'm not a real cowboy. I'm not positive I'm a real deadhead.
Well, but obviously,
so I was like, is it okay? And she was like, yeah, that sweatshirt means this and that. I go, just tell me what I need to know, because the deadheads know everything about that band. So, the sweatshirt I had, she's like, that's from the whatever anniversary. I was like, all right, just coach me up that day so I don't look like the freaking idiot when I'm like, I don't know, I just bought it on Amazon.
Yeah, man.
It looks cool, dude.
Yeah, man.
Well, I bought a standard Dancing Bears shirt.
All right.
Right.
Well, you apparently liked the show enough the first time to want to go again. And that's not an easy trip to make.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. And once I went and saw the Dead, I realized there was a lot more Dead songs I knew.
Really?
But you'd be shocked. There's some that you wouldn't know offhand, but when you're like, oh, yeah, I've heard this.
Okay.
The only two is it's just the nicest frickin' crowd you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
And everybody parties, everybody, but I don't know how to describe it. Let's just say one of our shows, right? You go see Metallica, right? Or a football game. I'd say you're going to have 10% of that crowd that's too drunk.
Okay. For sure. Yep.
Right? Whereas the Dead shows, I don't know if it's the drugs they take or the age, but it's a lot of people are drinking and stuff, but nobody seems hammered.
It's a little more communal, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are just a little bit more kind, so to speak. I mean, you've heard that word for a number of years, but I mean, typically, Grateful Dead fan base, not too into aggression and counterculture at the time. And
there's no gatekeeping with them.
They've just grown older.
Right. They might be I've been to 50 shows. I was like, it's my first one. They're like, oh, great to have you.
Awesome.
Right. Whereas other bands and stuff, people are like, oh, you're a real, how many have you seen? Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck off, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to, it was a barter system for years in the parking lot. So you could have a lot of people who travel with the Dead, they would tape the shows. Or they would get David Gans, who was the board op, to get the tape, and then they would distribute it, and they'd start making tapes in the parking lot with a double cassette deck, right? Yeah. And that was commerce. So people would go around and go, hey, man, here's Indian Lake, 79, man. And they'd have the whole thing on, and give me a grilled cheese. And so, no money was really ever exchanged. Bottles of water, acid.
So, all right.
Drugs, things like that. But it was all just it was like... It's very transcendental, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And, there's not a... There is crossover, but then you have the fish crowd, right? So, some people I go to these shows with, they like fish, too. So, one guy was like, man, I traveled around following fish for, five summers in a row. And I go, I bet you drank a lot of Sammy Smith's oatmeal stouts. And he's like, I drank so many of those. How did you know? And I was like, when I worked at that liquor store in College Park, every summer, the one guy would just buy as much Sammy Smith oatmeal stout, and then he would follow fish around, and he would, I don't know if he sold them or bartered with these bottles.
Probably both.
But, that's a thing. That's the other thing that's weird, is that crowd, they don't drink a ton, but they drink, the headiest, strongest IPAs you can find.
And the guys that are on the road who are following the band, they will trade for future shows. So they'll have tickets. They might have extra tickets. And then they'll trade dude, I've got two extra Phoenix, man. You give me two extra Denver. And then they meet up again in Denver and in Phoenix. And they keep this whole thing going.
Yeah.
Who
found out the grilled cheeses? Because it's not just them. You go to Burning Man, every festival I've gone to, and
it's never peanut butter and jelly. But it's always grilled cheese.
It's always grilled cheese. And Mike, you've never done psychedelics, but it's hard to eat. Food doesn't taste that good, but there's always room for a grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's the perfect snack.
Yeah. Maybe they just found that would crack the mold there.
You can eat.
It's unreal. I can't explain it to you.
You can eat grilled cheese on acid. That's basically what it comes down to. There's not a lot of heavy chewing involved.
Sure.
That helps.
It's buttery, so it's got flavor to it.
Not that I've done it, but trying to eat a muffin on acid after you've been on a river all day is tough.
It's too dry.
It's dry, and you're dying last.
Some milk, man.
Oh, my God. It took me I swear to God, it took me half an hour to eat one muffin.
That's why grilled cheese is one of the great stoner foods.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, man, you'll make a grilled cheese, and then 5 minutes later...
You want another one.
You're up, and you're making another grilled cheese. But you could have just made two, but you don't. I just want one grilled cheese.
Right.
The next thing you know, you're taking the butter back out.
I don't even think you need to be stoned. The last time I made a grilled cheese in my house, right, I made one, and then, it could have been 2 minutes later. I was like, I'm just cooking another one.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Fuck it.
Yeah, right?
Made one for the kid. I took a bite, and I'm like, fuck, I'll make one. Then I finished mine, and I'm like, fuck, I'll make another one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just becomes this constant, never-ending cycle.
Right? Well, it's like I try to be good and use, Dave's Killer, grainy, whatever, bread, and that. But it's
Green Label.
Now I've eaten two of them. I could have just used white bread.
Yep. Speaking of Vegas, we found out that we interviewed Gene Simmons a week so back, and he was going to be down
Simmons of Kiss.
And he was going to be down at Muckleshoot Casino.
Yes,
he and is. So he had a gig like April 8th, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds
whatever
right.
The Tuesday night is. So they canceled it. They canceled like 12, 13 shows pretty abruptly. When we had Gene, before we had Gene on, the shows weren't canceled. We taped it before we aired it. And then we go to air it on Friday, and it turns out the show had been canceled. And we're like, well, fuck.
What's the point of this interview?
Right. But Gene was like, you know, for $12,000, you can be my roadie for a day. Like, you pay him to work for Gene. Right. Like, he had all this stuff. We were listening to this shit.
He fit the bill.
Like, oh, my God, dude.
What was it? Within 2 minutes, he had already pitched something that he had?
Our speculation was one of two things. Number one, either he got another gig, he got more money for something, or, you know, maybe tickets weren't selling that well, which I don't believe. You don't just chunk off 8 dates in a row.
Sure.
I mean, there's going to be some shows that sell out within that. And, you know, you don't just wipe the whole fucking 8 schedule top clean. Mm. And they did. And it turns out that Kiss is playing in Vegas. I don't know how soon that is.
I think it's November and it's 3 dates.
So I wonder why. Well, either way, he canceled all the April dates.
Right.
So I don't know if they're needing to practice or he just thought that. This was
motherfuckers been playing new songs for 50 years.
What's
he
the
knows
difference?
The goddamn
yeah,
song.
What's he got practice?
They just finished playing December 31st, I guess it was, in New York City. They don't need to practice. I think he's like, how much money am I going to get for these 3 fucking dates?
All right,
I ain't doing shit. Sorry, band that I hired. I'm Gene Simmons from fucking Kiss, and I'm taking a fucking break until November. So, and apparently the thing with this Vegas. Not even residency. They're there for as long as any normal person goes to Vegas. It's 3 nights.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's not like some big aunt, no makeup. So basically, Gene's like, listen, I'm not going to put on the fucking outfit. I don't want to put on the fucking makeup.
Just gonna walk on stage.
I'm going to cancel these fucking tour dates. I got with my fucking solo band.
Look, it happens to these
guys
all the time.
And I'm
going to
play 3 fucking dates with these guys and make so much fucking money. So what I thought was, if you want to be my roadie for an actual Kiss show, you give me $55,000 fucking dollars,
God.
And I will gladly treat you like a piece of
you
shit.
You can paint my face whatever the fuck you want. it's kind of weird, because he was talking about the fact that all these guys are great musicians. They can all sing. They all had their own bands, blah, blah, blah. And they're fired up because they're going to go on the road for, you know, at least 4 or 5 months. And as a musician, that's a pretty steady gig. You're going to get some money. You're going to get a chance to tour, see the country, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, drop that premise, fellas.
But there's like, I mean, they're like, all right, we're ready to rock. These guys are awesome. We can jam. We can do all this shit. Guys, fuck you. It's over. I canceled it. I canceled the whole fucking tour. Goodbye.
You've been fired.
This is Gene Simmons. Goodbye. Click.
You called him back.
Yeah.
From Kiss.
Well, it happens all the time. Like, you know, whenever these guys decide to pull the trigger on something, they fuck everybody else over.
Oh, yeah.
Like Axl Rose decide, hey, you know what? We're going to go on an Asian leg of a Guns N' Roses, whatever the world tour is.
Yeah.
And so fucking Slash has to call Miles Kennedy and say, hey, we're not releasing this album now, and we're not going out to tour. And
Duff has to call everyone.
And Loaded, like in every other band that he's in, and say, sorry, man, it's not going to happen. Jerry Cantrell, he calls Alice in Chains, goes, fuck you. I'm doing a solo album. Then I'm doing another solo album. And I'm going to tour for 3 years. Fuck you. And all these guys are sitting around going, all right.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah. But I'll play Alice in Chains songs.
Isn't that the most fucked up part?
Exactly.
I was like Vince Neil, man.
Gene's going out playing Kiss songs. Vince Neil's going out playing.
Right, but Gene Simmons at least has, like, writing credits for his music. Vince Neil, I mean, it's all Nikki Sixx. Motley Crue is Nikki Sixx.
Right.
So Vince Neil, you know, it's like, hey, man, I'm going to go tour my band called the fucking Vince Neil Band, man. Fuck you guys. We're having our problems. But I'm only going to play Motley Crue tunes. Like, really, man?
I swear
to God. He wasn't even doing covers. He just played Motley Crue songs.
Okay, as bad as Mick Mars looked.
I mean, in theory, could Nikki be like, you can't sing those since I wrote them?
I don't know how they break up their contractually, but if he said you can only write the songs you even contributed to, honestly, it'd be like 8% of the entire catalog.
Right. Now, so Mick Mars obviously has got some medical problems. Yeah. They let him go, right? Mm-hmm. So, but apparently he could still play. He just couldn't take the touring.
Right. They didn't let him go because he wasn't asking to leave.
Right.
Like, he let someone go.
He could have done a residency.
You were fired.
He could do this shit, right? But I have seen Vince Neil's band up close. So he's got, these guys, they look like...
Polar bears?
They look like Florida man woman. So, like Florida man with long stringy hair.
Of course.
He's like 58, 60 years old. He's been a rocker his entire life. His Adam's apple is protruding out of his neck like a softball. He weighs 120 pounds. He stinks. He wears leather. And his face looks like Iggy Pop.
Right.
That is basically Vince Neil's band. It's like every single just leathery looking. I'm talking skin.
Yeah.
I'm talking their clothes. I'm talking just, you know, clinkety clank boots. I mean, there is a definitive look to these guys. You know, it's just like
it's rock and roll.
Yeah, you would not.
But they're the guys that look like that all the time.
Yeah, they're
correct.
They go to the grocery store like that.
Right. They did not change to go on stage.
No,
no.
You know, this is what they've been wearing.
They just walked on stage.
They rode.
I guarantee
on their
they don't have a wardrobe.
They
like wardrobe.
Took their fucking helmet off. That was all they did. Put their goggles.
Give it the guitar. Some of those rock guys, I give them credit. Because even like locally, I know some guys that are in bands. They dress like they're in super popular bands all the time.
But yeah. They are rock dudes, man. It's like, right. Goddamn, you get it, man.
Yeah. I was talking to Funk Love the other night. A guy I know is dressed just like that, right? Mm-hmm. Known him for years. Seen him in Fremont. And he's like, and he goes.
I was speaking of Funk. I love Funk Love. But he dresses like a rock star every day.
It doesn't matter what it is. He could be going to fucking 7-Eleven.
Always.
And just coming back home.
He's like Lenny Kravitz, he's, dude. Yeah, seriously. He's fucking scars, leather, you name it, this mother. But he kind of owns it.
You could, like Stephen Pierce, you can hear him jingling down the fucking road from a mile away because he's got like, you know, 9 chains on his wall and shit. But I saw him the other night. And
ironically, I went to his girls' bar a couple weeks ago. And there was a Dead cover band playing.
They play every Monday night. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I saw them in Nectar, and I've seen them many times up there.
That's unreal. That's a fun Monday night.
Friday night, good bands there, too. So I go, I'll tell you about Castle the other night there, but not on this podcast. So
was he doing the lean? I only bring that up because my buddy, one of my guys in my crew, Friday, as we were leaving the arena, started the lean. And like, dude, I literally got him in an alley and had to push his hips against the wall. I was like, just sit the fuck down.
Right.
I was like, because he's...
Yeah. So Funk goes, he just sits down. He's like, I'm like, what are you doing, man? How are you? He's like, man, fucking tired, man. I'm like, why are you tired? He's like, it's a long day at work. And I'm like... You have a fucking job?
Right.
Funk, you have a job? And he's like, yeah, man, I've got a job. Yeah. What the fuck did you think, man? I'm like, I just thought you were kind of like a rock star, man. I didn't really know you had a
fucking
job.
But that's the vibe he gives.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like,
I have no idea what the fuck he does. But every time you see him, it's very, very rock and roll. Oh, yeah. Again, he's like Lenny Kravitz to me.
I don't know why I was shocked. I was like, you got a fucking job? What do you do? He's like, construction. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I just thought he made money being cool.
You mean if I needed something done to my house, I could just fucking call you? Are you serious? You're a handyman? God damn it. It's like, I've got your number. You know how hard to find someone to come over and do shit? That's what you do? Come over dressed like Lenny Kravitz and fucking...
Put on drywall.
Fix my toilet. I'd take a picture of the back like, check this out, man. I'm so loaded. Lenny Kravitz fucking fixed my toilet.
I do like that guy, though.
He's a great guy. All right, there's Pocket.
Seriously, he's awesome.
Ted, enjoy the Grateful Dead down in...
That's not the right one.
Oh,
down, yeah. Thank you for joining us for episode number 56 of the Men's Roadmap.
Yes.
It's great seeing you guys tomorrow.
You okay, man?
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.